Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
Germain Radio, the normal day of every month, and we are going to be having an incredible show this evening. We want to let you know that if you'd like to call in and get some guidance or readings from the angels, archangels, or ascended masters, normally Saint Germain, our amazing ascended master, will be answering your questions. And you can call into the show in about an hour or so, maybe a little less, at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. Brigitte will be doing some channeling this evening, some incredible messages and beautiful energy that comes through with her channeling. And if you're in the New Jersey or New York area or Pennsylvania, make sure to check out her website and see all the great events she has lined up for December. Her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you missed any of these links or you're not quite sure what they are, you can go to the radio website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. The music, as you heard in the beginning for the intro, and the music played during the show today is done by our very amazing Mike. And he'll be playing that music, which is channeled to him. Absolutely incredible. It's kind of funny because I actually have a hard time just doing this intro after listening to the so kind of powerful and healing. And his music and a number of his different programs that he does as he works with Brigitte are available for download off of his website at www.mikesnyderc.com. And you can get to any of those links off of the radio website. My name is Mark Rawson, and in time period this music, a couple of this basic in the go sexual who listens to this radio show or to the replay. That blessing will give your life for your highest good in any moment. And with that, Brigitte, all yours.
Thank you, Mark. It's always great for the three of us to come together for this monthly radio show. Mark is also a beautiful channel and instrument of the Hierarchy of Light, bringing through the Diksha later on during the music, and you will just feel an incredibly empowering healing session through that. It opens up your heart, aligns you body, soul, and spirit with your the divine, and it's just a beautiful experience. In addition to the higher frequencies that are channeled through by Mike Snyder for his music, so enjoy that. One thing I noticed is that due to the high frequency, sometimes a little bit of distortion is happening. Just be open to receive, regardless. I'm hearing it right now. I don't know what kind of phone connection you have, Mark, but your phone is also a little bit distorted at times and fading in and out. So just be aware that sometimes with these high frequency shows, there is static. So just allow it to touch you at the depths of your soul and leave your mind out and just be willing to receive and to allow yourself to just be at the moment. Now, these truly are times where we are preparing in more ways than ever before to bring illumination into our life. And so the theme for tonight is illumination. And Saint Germain said that most likely Archangel Jophiel will address everyone too later on. And illumination, the path of enlightenment that we are on, it asks us sometimes to be very courageous, because with illumination, with the light, comes a willingness to look at those aspects of ourselves that we have long forgotten, that we have pushed down, that we didn't really want to experience. And because life is not as linear as we would like it sometimes to be, and whether you believe in reincarnation or not, there are aspects, dimensions, past lives that can have influences on you. There's a lot right now coming to the surface from past lives, vows, promises you made, contracts, agreements with other people that are now coming up to be either resolved or reinforced. So you will find that whether you're married or whether you are with friends or in business relationships, that things are drawing to a completion. But that doesn't mean that it has to end. It really means that it just draws to a completion of the past, and that now is the time to redefine the contract, the agreements, and start fresh, start anew. A lot of this has to do with Earth as a whole having gone through a major completion process on December 21st, 2012. And as you know, these completions don't happen overnight, so we've been feeling it for quite some time. Only with 2015, where the frequency is all about spirit and matter coming even closer together, we've felt spirit touching us and pushing us into certain directions that maybe before we were afraid of, to experience our God-Goddess energy again, to experience our divinity again, and to claim our divine heritage, to claim who we choose to be. If someone filled with love and joy and peace and a sense of aliveness that maybe before you have not allowed yourself to experience. But now is the time. And yet, sometimes that means a crisis at first, a crisis that forces you to stop, that forces you to slow down, to reevaluate what you've attached yourself to, whether it's relationship or even physical things, and ask yourself, is it worth it? Does it still hold the value for you? And it can be very, very frightening, these moments. Because we as humans don't particularly like change. Believe me, I don't like change. And the irony that Saint Germain has picked me to bring through the message of transformation, so often I shake my head about that because it's just absolutely crazy. And so we are, though, at a major time of transformation, of change, of awakening. So this illumination, this light that is continuously wanting to further and further come into us, that spiritual aspect of ourselves, the divine I'm presence that wants to merge further and further with us, is asking us to make room for it, to release what is holding us back from expansion. We've moved to a time where it's no longer about contraction, but about expansion. About taking a deep breath in and feeling the life force going through every part of our body. And so ask yourself in these times that we once again enter these darker days, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere, ask yourself, as you enter the womb of transformation and as you're preparing yourself to give birth to a new light at the winter solstice, ask yourself, how would you like that seed of light to look like? What do you want it to carry within its essence? Because you're an aspect of all that is. You can be everything and nothing. So ask yourself, what really is in alignment with your heart? What truths have you ignored that's been calling to you out of fear that you're not ready or you're not prepared enough? And ask yourself if this is the truth that you want to bring into your life, into every aspect of your life. And then be also aware how much your human self might try to sabotage this path. And then be kind to yourself in the process, because fears are going to come up. We are stepping continuously from one threshold to the next, stepping into the unknown, open ourselves up to becoming even more sensitive, more psychically open. This is the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius, it is about no longer hiding, about globalization. No wonder that more and more the internet is so strong, the computers are so strong. In the last 100 years, we are preparing more and more to let go of these facades that we put up to hide behind and to show ourselves as who we truly are. And so ask yourself, true love, where are you sabotaging yourself by telling you that you're stronger alone, that you don't need anyone in your life, that you can be, that you can do whatever you need to do by yourself? Where do you tell yourself that? And ask yourself, is it really truth or is it fear talking? Because if you're by yourself, then you don't have anyone in front of you that becomes your mirror. But maybe you'd be surprised because you've changed so much, and then the mirror, the other people around you, will mirror back to you the beautiful divine self that you've become. So it is about stepping out of a shell. It is about being vulnerable and open and allowing yourself to be the radiant you that you're meant to be. So I'm sure that with the Diksha that you're receiving now and with the music that Mike is going to bring through, that it will activate even further the divine light within you. So allow that to happen. Allow the beautiful light within you to just grow and let yourself fall into it. Surrender, let go of control, and let this light carry you into the vast, expanded you that you've always meant to be. And I'm not talking about physical weight. I'm talking about opening up to your light body, to your divine light self. And with that, I'm going to hand over to Mark and Mike for them to do their part. And afterwards, either St. Germain at first will come through, and then one of the members of the Ray of Illumination, or maybe that comes through right away. I don't know that in advance. So enjoy, and remember, this higher frequency, the static, just allow it to unfold, and just know that the angels and the masters are going to work on you while the music is playing. Enjoy. That was very beautiful. Thank you, Mike. I am Archangel Jophia, and it is with a message of love and illumination that I come before all of you. Time for you prepare for the Festival of the Light. And what does that mean to you, the Festival of the Light? It means a celebration of your own light within. But often, to find that light, you descend into a form of darkness. And so I invite you to take a couple of deep breaths. And with every out-breath, to allow yourself to sink in your own inner darkness. But I invite you to do this without any judgment. Don't interpret darkness to be fear or pain or sorrow or sadness, but let it just be what it is meant to be, the womb that cradles the flame of the Christ consciousness, the flame of love, the flame of illumination, divine wisdom, and the flame of true divine power. And so allow yourself to even sink deeper within your own inner self, in the vastness, your own inner womb. And I invite you to envision standing at a beautiful lake, but it is winter and the lake is frozen. And it is a beautiful, clear night. It's the stars and the moon. And you can feel this in the coldness and the silence, a pregnancy, a potential for something new to be born. There are trees close by, loaded with snow. And there's a silvery reflection from the snow that is lighting up everything around you, giving it a magical shine to everything. And you can feel suddenly that within the vastness of that lake and that scenery, the calmness and the quietness and the stillness. And even so, for a moment, you felt all alone standing there. You can feel a presence that is approaching you. You can't see anything. You can't see anyone walking towards you, and yet you know that there's someone else with you. And so you look around, and you can feel the presence calling to you. It is an inner knowing. It is not something that you hear with your regular ears. Pull, the magnetic pull. And so you begin your path into the woods away from the lake, deep into the darkness of the trees, and yet the moon is shining through regardless, and the white snow is sending rainbow colors into all directions as the moon rays reflected upon it. And your heart shifts. First, it might have felt heavy, but the further you walk, the more lighthearted you get. Because not only do you feel that the presence that is calling to you, the presence of pure love, but you can also feel that this presence is connected to that pregnancy of new beginnings that you've felt before. You know that when you get to that presence, that you've reached that threshold, that birth canal, that when you step across, you come out a new person. And so you continue on your path and you notice that within the woods there's a beautiful wolf with white fur that is walking close by you, a little bit ahead of you, always slowing down a little to make sure that you are following into the right direction, but the wolf is there nonetheless. And suddenly it's not just one wolf, it is several of them that are walking with you, acknowledging you for who you are, that you're one of them, that you also are a leader in your own right. And so there's great comfort in knowing that they are there with you, that in a way you have a pack with you that is protecting you, that is watching over you, your own pack of wolves. And so you can feel within you the flame of power, of empowerment rising. And it is easier now for you to surrender to that higher part of you that knows, that guides you, that directs you. And so your heart becomes even more lighthearted as you feel that safety. And suddenly there's a beautiful white owl flying right above your head and landing on a tree branch right in front of you. So you stop. And you look at the owl as the owl looks at you. And the owl picks a feather out of its wing and lets it fall towards your feet. Pick up that owl feather. Within you, you can feel that flame of divine truth illuminating your inner self. And it feels good. It feels like it is safe to be empty, to be the holy grail that can be filled up with a spiritual illumination at any point in time. You can now feel that it's safe to not know, because in the not knowing, you've made yourself available for the knowing at the appropriate time. And that is a very sacred feeling that comes from a place of trust and faith, that comes from a place of believing not only in your own self, but believing in you being part of something so much greater. So you continue on your path and you feel still the strength of the pack of wolves and the light touch of the owl that also flies along with you. You notice that in front of you there's a light that is calling to you. And as you walk towards the light, the woods open up. And there's a beautiful little cottage in an open space in a little valley that is opened up for you. And it feels very inviting. And you can feel your heart being touched by the warmth that it radiates out. It feels like coming home, like coming to the place that for all your journeys you always wanted to get back to. And so you slowly walk towards the snow, towards the house through the snow, and you stop. You can feel the sacredness of this place. This is not a normal cottage. This is a cottage, this wooden cabin, in a way, that has been touched by spirit. You can feel it. Even the way it glows, it is not just a simple wooden building. It is sacred. It is a sanctuary. And as you stand there, you can feel the presence of many different animals arriving. Deer and the wolves, the pack of wolves are there. Little rabbits, foxes, different kind of owls. And you all feel that they also look upon this cottage with reverence because it radiates out so much peace and calmness. And so as you step closer and look through the window, you see that there's a seating area in front of a fireplace. The fire is going strong. And there's someone sitting inside on some kind of a sofa. You can't really see who it is, but you can feel and know that it is the present that has been awaiting you. And so you take all your courage and you knock at the door of the cottage, and it simply opens up a crack. And so you carefully push it open, and you enter. And as you enter, you are being shown a beautiful scene of a Christmas room, a Christmas tree, and candles everywhere, and different color ornaments. You walk in. You realize how much you've forgotten the sacredness of this experience that also reflects the sacredness within your own inner self. This is not about a religion. It is about honoring and illuminating nature within your own self. It has been taken into a religion, but it is about so much more. It is celebrating the light. They're celebrating the divinity within you. And so you feel called to go to that sofa where that presence is sitting. And you look at an eternal man that is simply radiating out the purity of love. He's a simple man, nothing flashy, just a simple brown robe and some heavy boots. But he beckons to you to sit down next to him. And as you do, you feel yourself being absolutely at home. No judgment, nothing that you have to do, nothing that you have to prove to anyone. It is okay. You are okay just the way you are. And this man that is sitting there, that you don't even know who he is, you just know that he is a divine presence. And you might think of him as a Christ, but he is so much more than that. He cannot be contained by a name or a title. He is the masculine personification of love, cosmic love. And suddenly you hear in the background and feel that there's another presence. And stepping forward out of the back of the cottage, it's this beautiful, divine female representation of the cosmic love in a beautiful white robe, but also not flashy, simple. And she is also sitting right next to you on the sofa with you in the middle of the cushion. And you feel the power of the balance of the two of them being one of each of your side. and they have a gift for you. It is a unique gift just for you. And so we invite you to now open this present. There will be a symbol in there for you to help you bring in completion to this year of tremendous transformation. Because that was what 2015 has been all about. And spirit and matter touch upon each other the way they have. You can't help but change. You can't help but become someone else, someone new. And so as you open up that present, recognize that it is a symbol for all the work you've done throughout this year. Because they know, we know, that it has not been easy. And yet, it for some of you, it has also been magical at the same time. There is that dual aspect within the human life. There is the merging of the love and the fear, of the light and the darkness, because every one of you are the great unifiers needed to bring love, peace, and illumination into the world. And so, as you receive this gift, you're being touched by those two who represent the divine feminine cosmic love and the divine masculine cosmic love. They both touch your heart, and you can feel how you transcend and how a light within you is being illuminated and is reaching out from deep within you outward, and you lose all sense of your physical self as you're being lifted up and further up. And you're being lifted to that what some know as Shambhala, where all the masters and all the ascended beings who are supporting the evolutionary process on Earth also celebrate the festival of the Christ, the festival of light, the festival of love, the festival of illumination. There are so many names for it. And again, the Christ having nothing to do with a religion, but everything to do with a state of consciousness. It's a purity of heart and mind that allows your divine I'm presence to work with you and through you at all times. That is what the Christ stands for. And the truth is that there have been many Christ beings besides Jesus and will continue to be there. So do not connect just the word Christ with only one human being. There is so much more about it, and it is time to own that Christ itself is in you just as it is. Within all that is. Because if you're an aspect of God's first creator, all that is, you're also an aspect of the Christ consciousness. And this is the time to awaken it further. This is the time to enforce it further. This is the time to acknowledge that you're here on earth to bring heaven to earth, not to escape from earth because it is uncomfortable, but to do something about it. So the choices and actions you live each day. If you look for illumination, know that you are the illumination. You are the beacon of love, light, and hope. You, not waiting for someone to be that for you, but living in the knowing that it is you, and that if there is someone who touches you from the outside, it is because you have magnetically pulled that person to you. Own it. Be the light that is needed on earth at this time. And so now, as you witness that the Festival of Light is also celebrated in the higher realms as a very sacred acknowledgement of the evolutionary process from matter to spirit, from separation to oneness, then you now know that what you're going through on Earth as the microcosm also is happening in the macrocosm and vice versa. So don't fear so harsh at times, judging humanity for not getting it or for being so, shall we say, aggressive. But realize that that is only a state of consciousness that is in a restricted form, awaiting to be awakened and illuminated enough so that it can also be released and replaced by the consciousness of love. That is who you are, your work that you're doing here on Earth. Every single one of you who's listening to this, every single one of you. So if you feel pain right now, if you feel emotionally distraught, if you feel that there's no light at the end of the tunnel, it is because you have taken on part of the human karma and you have the strength through your alignment with spirit to transform and transmute it into love and light. And that is also part of why you're here. Yes, transformation in many ways means death, but it also means a new beginning. So you are the ones who are helping to release what no longer serves humanity at this time and to bring in the higher frequency of love and light into the consciousness and into the hearts of those who are ready. Know this to be true. Now raise yourself further up, expand even further until you move beyond even Shambhala, until you move beyond the solar system into the beautiful alignment with your own cosmic heart, with your own cosmic presence, with your own Christ itself. Become one with that Christ essence that is you, the love, the wisdom, the power, the all-oneness that is you. And as you are now in alignment, in total immersion of your Christ itself, I ask you, Mike, to play another short piece for the integration of the Christ ray that is now fully activated in everyone that is listening to this. Go ahead. so now I invite you to bring that expanded self of you back down towards the earth. And before you reconnect with your physical body, I ask you to acknowledge that the sacred place that you went to is always there for you. It is always within you, that what you call your home is already inside of you. But as you look upon the earth, there are many right now that cannot see the lights on the tree. They cannot see the Christ love or feel it. They are lost. They're confused. They might not even know that they get enough heat to keep themselves warm. Those are the ones that need to be touched by your presence. And the way you touch them, the way you can illuminate them, is simply through consciousness expansion. To take time to raise yourself out of your body and to let your light, like a wave, go across the earth. And to be, in simple terms, the messenger of the Christ light, the messenger of the love and the power and the illumination of the higher consciousness of oneness. Even in your own direct surroundings, there are many at this time that feel greatly overwhelmed. They don't really need answers. They don't need advice. What they need is to not be judged. What they need is to be loved and accepted simply for what they are. And so you can be the listener. You can be the presence. Remind them that there is something sacred within them too, that they are not simply human beings that go from day to day. They are an aspect of the divine. They are sacred. And it starts with you being willing to see the sacredness within everyone around you, to see the illuminated self within everyone that you come in contact with. That is going to be your mission in the next few weeks, because on a very global level, the intensity of emotional fear and discomfort is going to rise as you get closer to the winter solstice. By all means, please send your light out. Touch as many as you can. Share as much love and patience and kindness as you can, because it is needed. You've not come here to Earth to simply get up each day, go to work, and go to bed at night. You've not come to Earth to just be in a relationship. You did not come to Earth to simply live your day-to-day life. You came here to Earth to be a healer and messenger of something so much greater. Now is the time to be that instrument of illumination, to be that instrument of love. You hold the power within you. All of us know that we can count on you to allow us to work with you and through you. You are the angel that will announce the birthing of the light, the birthing of the Christ consciousness within those that you come in contact with. Hope is needed. The promise of a better future needs to be told to those who are so lost and afraid that they cannot even see it. Share your stories. Share your experiences. But do it gently. Do it not to intimidate. Do it not to let someone fear that they are not going to be as good as that. But do it gently in a way that they can hear it and that they can find the courage to make some new choices. It is time for humanity to make some new choices. And humanity in so many ways is afraid of these new choices. It's afraid of the truth that that might mean. And that is often the fear that all of you pick up too, that fear of opening up to let go of control and to be open, vulnerable, and as authentic as possibly can be. But now it is time. The power is with you. Our love is with you. We are all tools of transformation. St. Germain is working with every single one of you and through you. And so now that you're very much loved, and that we are filled with gratitude for you being on earth at this time, facing all of your own fears and inner demons to be transmuted into love and light. Now allow yourself to find your way back into your physical self, into your body. Take a few deep breaths as you slowly settle within your body. But remember, you're so much more than that body. You are the illuminated Christ itself that can expand and reach out and touch many. Know it, own it, and celebrate it at this time of the Festival of Light. Celebrate it at the winter solstice when you give birth to a greater expanded part of your own self. 2016 is a year of completion. All of this is preparing you for that. It's nothing to be afraid of, but very much for you to look forward to. There is no judgment from us, ever. So do not judge your own self. You're beautiful and you're ready just the way you are. Allow, allow, allow. Be open, be willing, and walk your path of illumination. Blessings to you. I am Archangel Zofia, and I'm now going to turn the word over to St. Germain. If anyone is calling in with questions, we're going to let Mark give out the phone number again, but it won't be me answering it. It will be St. Germain. And it is so. Namaste.
Hey, everybody. To dial in and ask questions, please call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Greetings, I am St. Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of continued transformation. First of all, I want to thank both of you, Mark and Mike, for channeling the beautiful reparation of the Christ consciousness through you during this radio event. Both of you have done so beautifully, and I just would like to take the time to express our deepest gratitude for everything that the two of you are doing. And don't ever feel that you're not doing enough or that you're not on your spiritual path, because certainly through your presence, you make quite a difference. Own that and know that to be true. So, do we have any callers at this time?
No, we don't.
I'm not surprised. That is good, because I really want that ray of illumination to work on all of those who have been listening to this. Now that these truly are important times, humanity is reaching a couple of more thresholds, as everyone can feel, because there's a lot of releasing and purging going on. My message to all of you is patience, allowance. Don't let fear overwhelm you. That is your lower self, that is your ego, very afraid of what is happening to you at this time. There's this fear because in past lives, if you ever made it as far as you've done now on your path of illumination, on your path of enlightenment, it would have meant for you to leave your physical body behind. So your ego is giving you all kinds of signals warning you that what is happening is dangerous to you. But it is not. It is beautiful. It is safe. It is what your heart's yearning for. You've all been asking, to be psychically more open. You've all been asking to bring more of your divine gifts into manifestation here on Earth. This will be the time for that. 2016 is going to be the time for that. And so now that it is safe, you're ready, and that with the celebration of this New Year's, you're going to open up the whole new experience of your spiritual self and physical form.
Hey, Saint Germain, we have a caller.
Good. One more moment before. Can you put the call on hold for 1 second?
Yes.
Okay. One more. There's one more thing I would like to address in this process. Divine truth will become more and more important in these next few weeks. There's a certain fear about expressing your own inner truth. And yet it will be needed for you to create a new environment that is more in alignment with your heart. Now, this truth can be expressed gently, but there has to be the determination to bring it through in a way that will be heard, and that will be heard by your own self. Because a part of you is afraid to hearing it yourself, because we'll ask you to make some new choices in your life. Choices that might not always be that comfortable. And yet, the time is now. So rest assured that I will work with you on this and that it is safe. But it is for you to no longer run away from that inner voice that is speaking to you and that is asking you to pay attention. Now, you can bring the caller on. Go right ahead.
Tammy, you're on.
Great. Thank you so much, Mark. Hi, everyone. This is Aunt Saint Germain. This is Fanny. So
hey, Fanny.
Grateful. How
nice
are you?
Nice to see you, my dear. How are you?
I am okay. I'm just needing your guidance a little bit. I did a house party of readings one evening about a month ago, and I met a gentleman, a young gentleman, that brought me a message. And things went in a certain direction, and now it's changed. I want to know, what was the purpose of him coming into my life?
The purpose of him coming into your life was to open up your heart further. The reason why this has not developed further is not because you failed, but a part of you is still afraid of such type of love. Just allow yourself to be kind in this process. Even if one door closes, doesn't mean that another door is not being opened up. This is a process of gradually showing you that it's safe to love again. And it will happen in all different kinds of ways. This is a lesson of you allowing yourself to receive. And so it is for you to simply now create that mantra that states, it is safe to receive. I am ready to receive love on all levels in my life.
Okay.
And so with that, you will then draw to you relationships where you're being supported and where it is safe to be you. So this is a process. This is simply a process. Don't feel that you failed or something was done wrong. This is teaching you to step further into the Christ love, and it starts with that love toward self. Does that make sense?
Yes. So he just came in my life just to open me up.
Correct.
But did I have any connection with him in a past life or something?
Very much, very much. This has been an agreement that you've done for many, many lifetimes to help each other and support each other at specific times on your evolutionary process, yes.
What role did his deceased father play in this? Or what did I owe his father?
You do not owe anything to anyone. That is past life beliefs that is for you to release. You
okay.
do not own owe anyone anything. Those times are long gone. The only reason why you felt his father is because of some of the old residue from past lives where a part of you believes that you still owe someone something. Let it go. Use the flame of Archangel Micah, the flame to cut these cords and to no longer attach yourself to that.
Okay, so I know that there is one out there for me.
Yes, there is, my dear. Just have trust and faith.
Would I be meeting him this coming year?
It all depends on how much you are going through the transformation of allowing this type of love to enter your life. Just continue doing what you're doing and let go of doubt and simply know that you two shall have a fulfilling relationship. Yes.
Okay.
Blessings
is there any
to you,
other?
My dear.
And blessings to you.
And it is so. Namaste.
Thank you. Namaste.
All right, Saint Germain, that's it for this evening.
Blessings to you, my friend. It has been a great pleasure to be with all of you here today. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Festival of Light, all of you. And I am with you through this time of transformation. Remember, the winter solstice will be quite profound and powerful, so open yourself up to receive. And it is so. Namaste. Okay, blessings to all of you. Love you a lot. Thanks for listening in. And hope if I don't talk to you, have a nice winter solstice. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, have a Merry Christmas. For those of you who celebrate something else, Happy Hanukkah, Happy everything. And a Happy New Year, I guess, right? So,
yeah.
Blessings to all of you.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace out. Bye.